Welcome to Shree and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shree and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shree Ramka, and we're delighted to be with you now.
Oh, we are. And we are here in this extraordinary ascension moment. You know, our planet entered into this powerful ascension initiation. We're still in the energy of a current full moon. And what I love is that we're diving into a period where everyone on the planet is in this opportunity for this kind of, you know, I'm calling it a galactic do-over, Shree, even though it's more of a planetary do-over. And today we're going to focus on our ascension and human relatedness, because we've got to look at technology, the effect of technology, and the expanded definition of technology. You know, there's much more around this than just devices.
Well, there are devices and there are schemes.
Exactly. And in the wake of the recent election we just had, I think there's a lot of schemes.
Well,
or
indeed.
In the United States anyway.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is kind of fun to take a look at is here we are in 2014, and it was not that long ago that the idea of every person from maybe age 10 up having a cell phone.
Or younger.
It's just crazy. And what's going on in the psychology of our children, the psychology of the adults for that matter.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I've noticed, you know, as we have visitors here in Guatemala, is one of the first questions many people have is, well, wait a minute, my phone isn't working down here. And what does it mean to be quote unquote disconnected?
Or unplugged.
And can you ever really be disconnected from those you love?
Exactly. You know, this is one of the things that I love. And I do want to give a shout out to the amazing group of beings that we just had the pleasure of spending last week with right here in La Antigua, Guatemala at the Self-Ascension Sanctuary. It is always such an amazing gift to welcome people from other countries and to invite people to disconnect from or unplug from the mass illusion of the need for technology. And this was a great group. I love this group. Everybody was in their middle 20s and very, very open and expanding. And we had one woman with us who was in her early 40s. And it was really just a very exciting time to be with beings that are making a difference on the planet, as we all are, especially at this moment of this ascension initiation. And just as a recap, you know, if you've not joined us yet in November, stay with us all month long. We have a very powerful month planned. And this is a powerful time. Remember that November and December are one energy. And whether you're listening to this in June next year, it's irrelevant, because we're talking about the opening, the initiation. And this November-December energy will set the stage of this five-month period that brings us to March 2015, when all of the blood moons of the summer of 2014 lead us to what we're calling the escalator. And that escalator that begins in March 2015 takes us to 2022. So it's a really important moment to be looking at these bigger questions as we're in the moment of the do-over energy and really talking about, you know, are we losing our connection with each other? Are we losing our connection to spirit? What does that really mean? And what is the role technology is playing or has played or will play? And is there a way that we can find a harmony?
Well, lots of big questions. And, you know, this just to finish up with this zone of opportunity.
Yeah.
I think if you detach your perspective a little bit and look at the flow that's upon us, there are a lot of forces that are jockeying for prominence.
And that's a really kind way to say that, Shree.
This jockeying, this competitive, you know, who's going to be the dominant force? Because what's happening is, whether it's known intuitively or whether there's a hand orchestrating,
once we get into early next year, those that are in power are likely to stay there for a while.
Well, and that's a really big, and I think we have to talk about that today. And I just want to remind all of you that, of course, the lines are open. We already have people in the queue. But if you want to give us a buzz and get in the queue, go ahead and give us a call at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And if the line's busy, hey, just listen in, keep calling. Remember, if you get in the queue, stay on hold because you can hear the show while you're waiting.
And we will get to you.
We will do our best.
But first, I need to exercise.
Okay, let's hear it, Sri. You guys should see this. Well, you know, Sri, I have to say, speaking about exercise, when you were talking about the jockeying, I really had this vision that I was shown of all these, instead of horses at the gate, you know, when they start a race, I was seeing like all these different technological energies, and some of them were people and some of them were technologies, all really in that moment of, you know, what do we do? Where do we go? Everybody kind of like being held at a place. Yet there seems to be this energy that's saying, how do we open up? How do we move forward? How do we do this without destroying and instead co-create?
Well, there's really a number of forces that are influencing the human experience. And I think that it's important to get a grasp on what's going on so that we can see what activates us. Where are you called to participate? Mm-hmm. Because just because stuff's going on doesn't mean you're supposed to be involved. You know, just because
that's an important point.
Yeah, I remember, how often in your home when the phone rings do you suddenly feel that you need to stop what you're doing and answer the phone?
Or frantically find your phone?
Or find your phone.
Because it's hiding somewhere.
Just because the phone rings doesn't mean it's time to be interrupted. It doesn't mean the call's for you.
Well, that's true, too. It could be a wrong number.
It could be a wrong number. It could be a marketing call. It could be something you really don't want to engage. And yet the tyranny of the device, the phone rings, the tweet comes in, you hear the little swoosh sound, little ding-dong, and you go, oh, okay, somebody's pinging me. And these kinds of things are actually interrupting our natural flow. Mm. Technology is either your servant or your master. I don't think there's a middle ground unless one has really established a way of being where you're indifferent to it.
Well, these are things we need to explore deeper. And I'm also listening, and as you're talking about this, the word addiction comes up for me because it's one of the new addictions. And I know that there's probably not a 12-step program yet. And maybe there is. Hey, if you're in a technology 12-step program, give me a call, let me know. But, you know, really, this is becoming addictive. The energy is intentionally addictive. It's like sugar rush of technology.
Well, there is a fascination allowing one to kind of control a scenery, whether it's a video game environment or just the idea that I can tweet or text somebody and I don't have to be fully responsible for how it's received, meaning you're not connecting to the totality of the person. It's a one-way conversation. I'm just blurting out a thought, an idea, an announcement, and I'm not really connected. And that in its own right is an interesting shift in the way we interact with our world. It's taking what could be a very visceral, holistic experience from the sights, the smells, the environment, the body language, the whole vibe of an interpersonal reaction, and reducing it to 132 characters or whatever that is on Twitter, and only working with text.
Well, and you know what's fascinating, Sri, is like you and I met online, right? So, I mean, I have a lot of beautiful things to say about technology and the way that it brings us forward and closer and how to use it. And,
absolutely.
You know, it's no secret that you and I met at a spiritual singles dating site. But I was giggling the other day that one of our young women that was here with us this past week met her current partner via Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
so they met in that 140 character experience.
They did. And following a mutual whomever.
Right.
So it is a new environment. And yet the question is not to rebel against the newness, is to look at the nourishment of it. Is this expanding our capacity as beings, or is it actually truncating us?
Well, there's the question, and that's the question we want to dive into. But first, why don't we say hello?
We'll do that. We have some people standing by, so let's start off on line one. We'll say hi to Nancy from Arizona.
Well, namaste, Nancy. Welcome to the show. Okay, well, we're going to go to our next caller. And Nancy, if you're there, we'll call on you again. We'll ask our producer to let us know. Who's
all
next,
right,
Sri?
Let's head to line two, and we have Zoshka from L.A.
Yay. Hey, Sri.
Hi there, dear. How are you?
I'm all right. I just wondered if I could have a little mini story reading because I have cancer. I've been battling for the last 4 years. And it's getting to stage four and it's not going. So I just want to know if I'm going to die, if I'm going to make it, or... And also I have like this psychic attacks for the last 3 years on me. And I mean, all the psychics think it's that. And on my whole family, so everybody's just lost the plot and everybody hates each other and it's just crazy. And I've just been battling this thing on my own. 3 years later, yeah. I'm broke as a mouse. And I still want to do my documentary. And I don't know if that's what's also in a way, because I've already been in pre-production last year, but the boob got so bad I had to go to Australia and they didn't help me. Everybody just wants to put me on chemo and radiation and I refuse to do it.
Yeah. Well, Zoshka, I first of all, sweetheart, just want to share with you that as I connect with your voice, this beautiful group of angelic beings comes in around you. And the first thing they keep saying is that the greatest gift you can give yourself now is to put all of your nourishment into your dreams. That the reason for this experience, the reason that this has come forward for you is that it's not that you've given up on your dreams. It's just that your dreams somehow got sidetracked. They became something else. And that it is through they keep saying the documentation of your dreams will expand the reality you are currently living in. Meaning that, if you're not already filming, you know, film is your media. It's who you are. You're so richly talented, and that it's important for you to be almost filming yourself, talking about what you're going through, filming yourself about your journey, and to not let go of your dream, to keep nourishing your dream. And they're saying that the way that you nourish this is through being with people who can support you versus being with people who are taking from you, and that this support needs to come in the form of, first of all, of course, you know, emotional support, support as far as other beings that have gone through this process and have opted out of more traditional means of dealing with it. But I do want to share this with you, honey. You have some choices that are still in front of you. The finality of this experience is not set yet, but you are controlling it. And they're saying that there is an option in front of you that you need to reconsider that will slow down the experience and give you expanded time to be nourished. And so you may want to revisit those you have connected with in the past 6 months, look at the options that were put in front of you with fresh eyes, and to see the beauty that is before you, because you do have a lot of beauty before you. And this experience is meant to be a jumpstart for you. It's really meant to be a jumpstart. And also it was a call from the archangelic realm that's saying to you, love yourself first, put yourself first, put your dreams first. And so it is.
Wow. Thank you so much. So I'm not dying. Yay.
No, you're living. And I mean, you're living right now. So nourish, angel. Just keep nourishing. And we love you.
And one thing I want to add in, dear one, is that as you move into present time, mm-hmm. not focusing on the future, whether it's, you know, a bright future or terminal future, that isn't the issue. It's the quality of the now. And when we start focusing on a joyful, productive now, they tend to continue.
And we're in this ascension initiation. You know, this is perfect timing. We're in the ascension initiation. We're in the do-over moment. So live your life right now for you. Your first, your dreams, your vision. We love you, Zoshka, and I'm so glad you connected with us today.
Thank you. It works out. I see you soon. I'm going to bring my camera, and you're going to be one of my subjects for my television show. So, yay!
All right. We love
beautiful.
You, honey.
Namaste.
Namaste. Oh, Sri, it's always such a blessing to connect with people as they're moving through. You know, our lives, this is so part of what's going on in the Ascension Initiation, is that everything's up. You know, yeah. I'm sure everybody right now is feeling that. It's like, what's up? You know, or this is up or that's up. But this is the time to take action. And that's one of the most important energies of this moment is take action. Hesitancy is the doorway to losing clarity right now.
Well, hesitancy is actually worse than that.
Yeah.
Not only does one lose clarity, you allow space for fear to inhibit you.
Yes.
And sometimes it's better to take action and find out the consequences than to worry about consequences and be stuck.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to say is for any of our listeners, the physical body is really one of the gateways to your upliftment, mm-hmm. even when you have a serious condition. You know, the body offers up that which needs more love, that mm-hmm. which needs resolution.
Yes.
And at first, sometimes we go through the stages of grief, which is either denying what's going on. I mean, we all like to deny
our aches
and pains. Well, that's
a common, absolutely.
And then we move into a little anger after that.
Uh-huh.
And those are classic stages of grief, from denial to anger,
right.
where we just reject it. We get mad at the body, mad at the system. How dare this happen to me? And all of those issues. And this is very human and very normal. And the piece that I want to encourage each and every one of us that has an ailment of any kind, whether minor or serious, every ailment is a call to consciousness.
Yes.
It's a call to bring in more love. It's a call to take a little time out from the momentum we were on and get real clear.
Well, you know, Sri, I'm smiling because the archangelic realm always says that the body is the ultimate truth detector. We can lie to ourselves, we can delude ourselves, we can dive into illusion. But the reality is that if your body is calling you to the point where you cannot ignore it, then your ultimate truth detector is in front of you, and it really forces us into authenticity. It forces us to pay attention. And, you know, I'm just giggling here as we're talking about technology. Is not our body one of the most technologically advanced instruments ever designed?
Well, talk about a carbon-based organic machine.
Exactly.
That has a living intelligence.
Yes.
That has the capacity to be responsive to energy as well as chemicals and material world.
Well, it's the ultimate relatedness. Are we one in union with the flow of our body, or are we so disconnected that it takes the body literally throwing a tantrum in the form of some type of illness to get our attention?
And the body, I think, is often misunderstood because in fact, the body, the emotions, and the mind are all related to this realm of density that, planet Earth and everything on it. And so our bodies are very much of the Earth, very much of the material world. And yet our consciousness and our soul are transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this beautiful mixture of being in the world but not of the world. At least once we realize the truth of that, then we are dancing with the body. We're in a union, a partnership, versus strictly identifying with the body or identifying with our emotions. And these are part of life's joys, life's journeys. And speaking of joy and journeys, Nancy's back. So let's
go. All right.
And welcome, Nancy, to the show.
Welcome. I met you both in California at one of your talks. You're wonderful. And I've taken some of your courses and read your books. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And, thank you. And I have a question. It's more specific. Is it okay if I ask it now?
Absolutely.
I'm looking at a mineral spring spa in Arizona. I took over my dad's condo. He passed away, which is a miracle in itself to have property. And I live in California part of the year. And I keep going by this place. I love mineral waters. It heals people. I soak in them. And, of course, the price is ridiculous. But I'm just asking what Spirit says about it, because if I move forward in faith and try to get investors, I just want to know, Spirit, what they have to say about it. Do you need the address?
Nope, I don't, because I already see the energy around you. But thank you. I want
it's
you to
on
first
the Apache Trail, the famous Apache Trail.
Yes, I lived there for many, many years. I actually know the area very, very well. And so here's what I can share with you, Nancy, and I'm so glad you called and asked today, because this is part of that energy that's going on right now in this November, December, Ascension Initiation and the do-over. Your journey right is about trusting yourself and your intuition more than it's about physical acquisition. And what that means is that you have a deep connection to water. And yes, the mineral springs have a deep connection for you in many ways. However, right now, they're showing me that the group that you would call around you would actually not serve your highest energy in this moment. They're saying 60 days that you need to take time between November and December and really be focused on what brings you the greatest joy and the greatest energy. And, you know, you might want to go spend some time there. You might want to ask the land why it's calling you and really anchor those messages first. And then by January, and they're telling me like around the 15th, because you're resonating with this energy of six right now. So they're telling me January 15th, that right around the 15th of January, there's going to be like this aha energy. And that's when you're going to know what your actions and where your actions are going to take you. You are in flow. And that's also why water is around you right now. Everything in your life right now is fluid, but it's about you. In this moment, stabilize you. Stabilize what you love, what brings you the greatest joy. Experience receiving more messages from the things that are calling you. You might even want to start a journal about this new chapter, but wait until after the first of the year. And then by mid-January, there's a lot of activity around you and everything will make more sense. You'll also be, there's a connection coming with an expanded group of beings that's going to bring you even greater clarity and certainty. So dive into trusting yourself over the next 2 months. Let this November, December energy ascend you to that really depth of knowing. And I think it's perfect that you called today. I mean, absolutely perfect. It's so wonderful to connect with you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you both so much. Blessings.
And to you, Angel. Namaste.
You know, one of the things I'm reminded of as I tune in with Nancy's situation is sometimes we get an ignition, an inspiration.
Yeah.
And then we start to run with it, maybe a little quickly versus let it ripen.
Let it saute. You know, I like the golden brown.
Because if it's a good idea, it'll be a good idea next month. You know? Yeah. I remember so often my experience where I get ignited and I want to run, and it's taken a lot of years to be able to say, no, I'm going to take a breath,
right,
be with this, I'm going to allow it to show its fullness before I move forward.
Well, and I love how you're sharing that, Sri, because this is part of what's going on with this Ascension initiation right now is that, you know, last night, Sri and I revisited really a movie that I think is so appropriate for this moment. And if you guys have not watched this movie, or if you have watched this movie, watch it again. It's called The Last Mimsy, M-I-M-Z-Y, The Last Mimsy. This was a phenomenal movie that came out several years ago, didn't get a whole lot of press, and as a matter of fact, I'm a press pandit, yet this movie is so rich and so perfect and really capsulizes everything Sri and I have talked about today, from, you know, the Ascension initiation, from what's happening on the planet, from the crystalline children that are awake, from the way that governments, or specifically Homeland Security, the way they show it in this film, can just walk into your home, see, will not tell you why they're taking you, to the abundance of multidimensional experience. And I really wanted to bring this up, Sri, because I think that this movie, and I love how it opens. It opens in the quote future with a beautiful group of children in the middle of this beautiful meadow. And the teacher says, today I'm going to show you a story. And of course, it's all done telepathically. Everybody closes their eyes and they begin to communicate telepathically, which of course is our natural state of being and the ultimate return to our natural technology. So again, it's The Last Mimsy. And I really, really, really want you guys to go listen to this. Plus, it features great music from Ron.
And you know, just picking up on that one topic only, telepathy. For years, we've been teaching people how to do telepathy, and it's a very natural and available process, and yet we're habituated to being separate.
Yeah.
And feeling as though, you know, my brain, my body, my being is separate from yours, and yet we're all connected by the field of energy. And telepathy is very easy and very natural, and in the most simple phase, you can know where you're supposed I mean, this is more than just, I think the phone's about to ring, you know, which oftentimes happens when a loved one is going to call.
Right.
It's a sense of at any one moment. Yeah. Am I in alignment and flow? Do I understand the pre-verbal connections, the pre-verbal communications? You know, when we are texting, we're forced to use words. Words are actually a disconnect from the energy of the truth, because the energy of the truth is just that. It's an energy. Words are a concept, and it keeps it cerebral, and it keeps in a more linear interaction. But when we connect energetically, we're feeling the fullness of the connection, and the words then can come later, you know, and it's a lot more like poetry. It's a telepathic communion, and energetic connection carries with it a feeling, a sense, a coloring that's well beyond, hey, how are you? What's up? And so I'm not dissing texting as much as I am suggesting that technology is interfering with the natural development of intuition for many of our young people, that they're focused on the words and the screen.
Well, and okay, Sri, I got to come in and put a swing on that for you, baby. So here's my swing on that. What if it's training wheels for our intuition? What if the technology, because so many beings on the planet have forgotten that they are naturally intuitive, that, you know, one of the things about the Twitter verse or the texting verse is that you almost have to be intuitive to understand some of the symbols, right? You know, we've gone into, like, you know, three letters even that say things or communicate things. And what if it's training wheels? What if the entire planet is back in training wheels? You know, one of the things I always enjoy so much about our workshops is that we teach telepathic communication. And let's face it, Sri, for the past 13 years, we have been teaching telepathic communication, and it's always such a joy because, you know, we'll have a room of hundreds of people. We put them in pairs, and we intentionally put them with people they don't know. And within a half an hour, you've got a room that's ablaze with people who are blown away that they are sending and receiving telepathic messages, and their minds are expanding and they're blowing. And I'm excited because we're going to be doing that again in March 2015 down here in Guatemala during our quantum immersion process, is teaching that again. And, you know, the reality is that what if, and I'm just throwing this question out there, what if all of this rise in technology is the universe's way of gently nudging us and saying, remember that these devices are the training wheels. They're the ultimate training wheels on our two-wheeler, right? And are we ready to ride without Dad holding the back of the bike?
Yeah. Ed, I want to say that everything has its pivot point, its fulcrum. The fact that you're limited to just a certain number of words could actually stimulate a reaching out of the energy, really
right,
wanting to know or acknowledge that we have a deeper connection. And yes, it could turn into a stimulation to develop intuition, or it could turn into a truncation,
exactly,
of the aperture of connection.
And isn't that the model of this, of our world? It's the polarities. And this is, you know, if you have not yet seen, we had a very powerful message delivered from the Archangelic Realm. Go to our YouTube channel. It's Official Sri and Kira. And watch the video. It's right there on the homepage right now, called Technology Versus Spirit, because this is one of the things they've talked about, is that technology can be used or misused, that there is a perception and a misperception. And isn't this part of the earthbound experience, that everything that comes forward gives us the opportunity to, I always call it pop or drop.
Pop or drop. We
yeah.
either lift or we don't.
Exactly. Or separate.
And so from the absolute standpoint, everything you experience is there for your growth.
Yes.
Everything you experience is there as a stimulation to expand love and to expand around.
Amen, Sri.
And we often don't take that attitude.
Well, because we forget, because we're drowning in our forgetfulness, and yet we have, every being on this planet has to remember themselves awake. And that's one of the blessings of this 5-month period, November, December, January, February, March, blast off, remember yourself awake.
And we're going to remember to take a little commercial break.
Let's
right
do
now.
It.
So we're going to pause for a message, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted to be with you. And today we're exploring the human connection tech and the role it plays, and whether we're at an opportunity or a inhibition or an inhibiting moment. Because, you know, everything that happens, we can fall on one side of the fence or the other.
And that is so true.
And we're not just talking about opinion. We're actually talking about energetically. Because when we bring fear to a situation, it collapses our energy field.
Right.
When we bring love to a situation, we expand around obstacles. And yet, things are available.
Well, true, Sri. And, you know, I want to dive in. Normally, we wouldn't read something verbatim, but I want to dive in. This is from the PDF of the Technology versus Spirit Ensoulment that I mentioned to you guys. Is currently, the video is up at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. It's just simply called Technology versus Spirit. And I want to talk about the way they introduce this, because the way they introduce this, I think, is really powerful. And they talk about humanity and our drumbeat. And here's what they say. And I'm reading right from the PDF, which you can also find at our website, SriandKira.com. Just click on Archangelic Messages. And this is message 11 of the current series, which is Messages of Manifestation. And here's what they say. Within this world now, within the experience of this world now, there are many multidimensional overlays. And these multidimensional overlays have many different layers. All of the layers are laying down together in the third dimension. So there is the illusion of a linear format. Yet all one need to do is stand up from the sleeping position to unshuffle those layers and begin to navigate the vast horizons that are before thee. Vast horizons of many dimensions, which are infinitely expanding and offer thee a multitude of expressions and experiences that are bringing forward all of the drums you are dancing with now. For each and every one of the drums is a beat, a singular beat. And although the beat itself may seem like it is many beats into one, each drum is a beat. And all drums are being invited to the harmonious circle of reunion and recognition and the beingness of your divine self. For you are at a crossroads. Each drum is at a crossroads. Some of these drums will stop beating and move forward into another dimensional experience. Become a beat of a different form. And some will simply say, I will keep beating as long and forever as can be in a world of attached density. Now, I find that very powerful, Sri, because they then go on to talk about three distinct drum beats. And the three distinct drum beats begin with technology. They're talking about technology as one of these drum beats. And they're also talking about how all of these drum beats are at a crossroads. And yet all of humanity is also a drum beat.
Well, yeah, there's a work here, and one of them is the drum, you know, dancing to a different drummer.
Yeah, and yet we are all drumming.
And we're all drumming. We all have our path and our dance, and who and what are we aligning with? And so just to kind of paraphrase back, that one of the first things to recognize is that there are different pulses.
Yeah.
There are different drum beats going on this planet. And whether you're looking at it through the lens of political affiliation or religious affiliation or just personal belief systems, people are indeed moving forward in alignment with their values,
yes,
and beliefs.
Yes. Or their perceived values and beliefs, because we can talk all about the group think.
Well, and so that becomes one drum beat of its own.
Exactly.
And really what the realm is suggesting to us is not to judge what drum you're dancing with, but there is an encouragement to make room for a new harmony.
And for all drums.
For all drums.
Yeah.
That what would be so... why not be available to the fact that together we can overlay our various drum beats, our various orientations, and create a harmonious orchestra?
Well, I love that.
As opposed to trying to overpower one another.
Well, I love that. And I want to share what they say, because they say here, in the world of technology, there is perception, misperception, utilization, and manipulation. And here's how they describe that. They say there is the perception that one must have technology to advance. There is the misperception that one must have technology to communicate. Love that. There is the use of technology to facilitate great experiences of human form. And there is the misuse of technology that seeks to destroy the experience of the human in form. Yet all of these aspects of technology must exist simultaneously because of the world experience as we humans are currently co-creating it. And I think that's a very powerful discernment. And they actually talk about that. They say this is an important discernment, because in the misperception of technology, there is attachment, dependency, addiction, and belief. And that when we carry attachments, dependencies, addictions, and beliefs, we cloister ourselves into harsh realities. And so saying things like, I must, I need, I'm without, take away from our wholeness. And so they're inviting us to remember, how do we communicate with the generations, all of the generations? And that's really important to ask.
Well, there's a lot of material here. One of the things to remember and appreciate is that technology is a strata of experience.
Right.
You can look at it as a way of supporting your humanity. You can also look at it as a way of defining how we interact. The thing about it is that it can be a source of manipulation and misuse. It can also be a source of expansion and greater connection. You know, I remember when the internet first was becoming more widespread, how wondrous it was to be able to get information in a flash, to be able to Google something, to be able to say, I'm not sure what this is, but I'll go online and I can find out so quickly. What a dynamic and useful tool in that aspect. And then comes the regulators that say, you know, we want to know who you are, where you are, what your IP address is.
Well, but let's go to a bigger look at this, Sri. And so yeah, you're right. But let's look at the bigger thing, which is we have, and this is one of the things that's in this message that I really encourage all of you to go read, look at, watch, whatever, listen. Because here's the point that they're making. We are at a very rare moment that will not exist much longer on our planet. We have maybe another 30 years where we have simultaneously on the planet right now, people like ourselves and people in the generation before you and I that were raised without any of this technology. I mean, in my age group, I was my dad's remote control. There was no such thing as even a remote control. I mean, and in my younger years, we didn't even have color TV. We had TV, but it was black and white. You had one. The phone was attached to the wall and it had a rotary dial on it, and you had one phone in the house, and there was a huge difference in technology. And what this installment is saying, and what I think is so important to discuss, is that there is a beauty in the fact that we have all these generations alive on the planet right now, simultaneously with generations that are being born into the vastness of technology and will continue it. And that if we are able to harness the balance of all the generations, if the generations can drum together, if we can respect and honor each other, we have a rare opportunity to minimize the misperception and maximize the utilization.
Well, or perhaps said differently, is that these various worldviews of the different generations, the various wisdoms that each generation carries, if we can learn to talk within our intergenerational, then certainly we can learn to unify our world. Because this in its own right is a task that's really beyond what most people are looking at.
Well, and it's also a separating energy, Sri. How many people have within their families or within their the workplace, it's like, oh, get the 15-year-old to show me how to do my computer, or get the 20-year-old to come in and be the techie. And so there is this propagation of separation through technology. There's also this sense among lots of people who were born with this technology of a superiority, because let's say that people that are in other generations that weren't born with it don't have the same perception or utilization of it. You know, when I was a kid, you didn't entertain yourself by sitting on a computer game all day. You did some other things. And I'm not saying that was better or worse. What I'm saying is that there is a need to have balance. And that's one of the things I also enjoy about this ensoulment, is that they said that there are these three energies right now. One of them was the drumbeat of technology, but the other two are the drumbeat of love and the misperception of that, and the drumbeat of spirit and the disconnect from recognizing that spirit is an energy and that spirit is everywhere. It's through the technology. The question is, what's pumping in and how are we collectively co-creating?
Well, and that certainly reminds us that any activity that if we're disconnected from love, then we're missing out on the fullness of our living experience.
And if we're out of balance on that.
And if we're disconnected from spirit, we're missing out on the fullness. And so the question here is, can we bring love and spirit into technology?
Yeah, exactly. And they even have a line in this that says, devices are merely the training wheels of spirit.
Cool.
And I love that. I think that's a great line.
Absolutely. And speaking of a great line, we have a caller standing by.
Let's get to that great line.
And so we're going to go to line one and welcome Daphne from California.
Namaste, Daphne. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Sri and Kira. This is a blessing. It's wonderful to talk to you.
And to you, my love. How can we serve you?
Well, I happened to just go online and I saw that you were going live and I thought, oh my gosh, I've been, you know, connected with you now for about a year and a half or so. So it was just divine timing and I just jumped in and I'm just here and listening to what you're saying.
Well, thank you. And may I offer you a mini soul reading in our connection today?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. And it would be my honor. You know, I'm smiling as I'm connecting with you as we're talking about this harmony and the dancing and the drum beats of humanity. Because as I'm connecting with you right now, what I see around you, it's interesting. It's like your hands become these magnifying energizers of spirit. It's like I see your hands as if they're both drumming, and then I see them as if you're dancing, and then I see them as if you're twirling. And the message that they're saying is that for you to recognize your weaving, you're at a moment in your life right now where you're actually weaving a lot of different energy experiences, community experiences into a new way of expressing. And they're saying that as you continue to weave, it's like all these new colors are coming in around you, and that it's your time to dance with them, to dance with the weaving, the mosaic, the energy of your life, and that this is a very good time. You're also resonating really powerfully right now with the energy of four and like 444. So I encourage you to look at how you bring things together in a way that feels almost like a support of diamond energy. And that when you look at the four directions, when you look at everything in proper balance, this weaving that you are so good at will orchestrate itself into a new momentum in your life. And April for you is going to be a big time for that. And I think that's very amazing timing, given that the earth enters that escalator of ascension in March. So I'm really glad you called us today, and never any accidents. And thank you for sharing your energy and for allowing us to share ours with you.
Oh, thank you very much, Sri and Kira, very much. It's, I'm here now just since August or so, and at the end of September, a hugely synchronistic thing happened for me, and a new person was brought into my life who was an incredible powerhouse. He's actually a very well-known mime and artist. He's from the Sedona area. We had mutual friends, and one thing led to another, and it's been a whirlwind since then. So we'll see what happens. And as far as the hands, you know, I'm a jazz musician, I'm a pianist, and it's making total sense, and also the time frame. April has been coming in very strongly, and things feel like they're in a ramping up stage, a development stage. And one of my challenges right now is with these ascension frequencies, I'm feeling tremendous implosion-type energies on my body. I have these yods, these hands of God in my chart, you know, one to Uranus, one to Pluto, one to my sun. I feel like I'm literally living under a concrete, like Mount Everest. It's like pushing down on my energy field. And I'm having to force myself to get really physical, you know, I was a runner for a long time, and then, you know, I got older and, you know, put on a little weight, and I'm having to, like, force myself through this, and it's challenging, but there you have it.
Well, I really appreciate you sharing that, and I just want to share one more thing with you. As you were sharing that, they showed me you barefoot outside, gently spinning, twirling, and they're saying every time you feel the heaviness, every time you feel the implosion energy, get up and turn. Physically spin, and water is your best friend right now. You need to be drinking as much water as you can tolerate. Get into water, play in water, have fountains around you, and I think you'll find that you'll move through this really beautifully. I'm really glad you called, Daphne. Thank you for the blessing.
Okay, God bless you guys.
You too, sweetheart. Namaste.
You know, I love the thing that there's a universal reminder for all of us, and that is that in this world, in this times, these times of transition, we need water.
Yes.
We need to be drinking more water. It's not just about hydration. It's about connecting with flow.
Yeah.
And the float in water is another gift that's so important for us to learn and send the signal to our bodies to just relax. In many ways, the world is pressing upon us.
Well, you know, that's very true. I mean, I think Daphne was sharing what a lot of people are going through right now.
And you know, on this, I want to offer this next little sharing from the spirit of love, not the spirit of controversy.
Woohoo!
There was a news article that came out just a day ago about a 90-year-old gentleman in Florida who had been serving the homeless for, I think, 35 years.
Yeah, beautiful man.
Meals. And suddenly, a day or two ago, he was arrested by police in full uniforms and yelling at him, put those plates down, and taken to jail.
Yeah.
Now, my commentary is not on the fact that he was arrested. It was the manner in which regulations are being enforced.
Yeah.
That there's a real lacking of love and respect in so many police departments. You know, in Fort Lauderdale, from what I understand, and I'm an outsider here, but from what I understand, that they have been serving the poor for many, many years, and they changed the laws a couple of months ago or earlier this year. And so the regulations changed, and rather than writing a ticket, rather than sending a notice, rather than dropping by and say, hey, the laws have changed, you can't do this, they shut it down with violence.
Yeah, yeah.
And we talk about bringing love and spirit to technology, and you know, in a sense, I feel like the police are acting in that situation like a technological imperative,
like saying, an army.
Where is the humanity? Where is the heart? Where is the opportunity
to protect and serve?
To serve and respect. And I just offer that perspective. How can we bring love to our police so that they may bring love back to the neighborhoods?
Well, I think that's a beautiful question, Sri.
And I don't have an answer for that as much as to say somebody needs a hug.
Well, that would probably get you arrested. I'm sure there's a violation there somewhere. I'm not sure what that code is, but I'm sure it's there.
So I just offer that out to the residents of Florida. I think it's time to go start hugging these policemen. Start softening the way regulations are implemented.
Yeah.
We've seen the same thing in certain news reports tied into the FDA of seizing non-pasteurized milk and cheeses and sending,
growing your own food,
you know,
seed
sending
collection.
SWAT teams in to do the work of a simple letter or notification and an invitation to harmonize versus a confrontive, combative approach. And I kind of wonder, how each of us can contribute to lessening the conflict and enhancing the harmony. That's one of those questions where I think we need to begin in our homes, we need to begin in our meditation spaces and bring that forward. There are many beings that are anchoring that energy, and there are those that are polarizing.
Well, I love, Sri, that you talk about bringing into our homes, bringing into our meditation space the harmony, because that's really the message. You know, is technology challenging our future? Only if we let it. You know, are we no longer relating to each other? Is human relatedness becoming a challenge? Is it something that's so old-fashioned that we need to dive inside of our little suits and you know, protect ourselves and only go into our imaginary worlds? You know, I how many people live in Second Life,
the virtual reality,
yeah, you know, are married in there or having lives in there? There is a sense of separation, and so the question is, go into your personal space and allow yourself the gift of divine connection. And when we connect with each other, we realize that when we harmonize, when the generations can come together, when we can come together as one another, when we can allow ourselves the mutual respect, we have so much to learn from these children and they have so much to learn from us. And when we can give ourselves that gift and meet each other on the harmony of playing drums and dance together, I believe that's where the miracles can happen and where we can harness these blessings and co-create a future that's not so scary. You know, what's being projected in the media? You look at the movies being produced. You look at the mass media. You look at the way the elections just ran in the United States. They were essentially bought and paid for by a few people that have their own ideas about, you know, how things should run. And so when we gather together, there's great power in harmony, whereas in disharmony, there is great control by the few.
Absolutely. And it's essential that each of us find our point of ignition.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we often talk about is the difference between activism and passionate action.
One of my favorite subjects.
And just by way of closing for today, because it does tie into our understandings and our responses, we must find our hearts and then take action, as opposed to find our judgment about
and anger about what
we don't like and acting from the ignition of anger and disrespect and disharmony. We can achieve harmony without having casualties.
I love that, Sri, because, you know, that's really why we come to you every week as the voice of passionate action. There's enough activism out there. And, you know, activism is a layer we all grow through. I was sharing with this group the other day that the only time in my life I was ever arrested was in my early 20s in Washington, D.C., when I was protesting the hostages in Iran, which we just celebrated we just had our 35th anniversary. And I was like, that's just not possible from that event. But, you know, we were angry. And we all have to grow through our anger to find our passionate action. When we take to the streets in anger, we actually lend energy to the anger. We add to the anger. But when we lift into our passionate action and empower ourselves and empower our actions, because passionate action doesn't mean inaction. It means that we're coming from the recognition and the space that there is a bigger picture at hand, and we keep the bigger picture in our focus. And we're grateful that you're tuning into the Voice of Passionate Action every Sunday right here at Sri and Kira Live.
And so as we are winding up for today, we want to just say thank you to all of you for listening. And we want to invite you to drop us a line.
Please do.
You can send an email. Hey, there's technology.
But it gets read by human eyes.
There you go. So send us an email to guest. That's G-U-E-S-T. Guest. You know, you got to spell right when you're on the internet.
Yes, you do.
Guest at Sri@KiraRadio.com. And we would be delighted to hear from you. We will even respond on air if you would like that to happen. And that's a way that we interact. Why not use the technology of email, of internet radio, to allow us to connect with each other?
Exactly.
To respond and co-create a world where there's room for everybody.
Oh, I love that, Sri. May all of our drum beats come together, and may we all find ourselves dancing in a beautiful circle of harmony, because the reality is that is the energy that we're being invited to embrace. Can we harmonize? I think we can. We just have to bring a little attention to it.
Bring a little fullness to it.
There
all.
It is.
And so, beloved listeners, as we close for today, I invite you to bring your hands to your heart and take a deep breath in, and may you know that all is truly well. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.